Good morning, everyone. It's Paul Hopkins of Podcasting. I'm having a quick moan. It's, what are they calling it? Black Friday. You're telling me? I've just ordered a taxi, so it's going to be at least 20 minutes, but it's telling everyone else 40 minutes, but because I'm a regular customer, he's going to get it as soon as he can. But why is all this? Bloody Black Friday. It's like, hang on a minute. Go to work. Come on, Usher Dog. I've got to go to work. I don't have time to go around the supermarkets or the sales or the whatever.
Oh yes, it's Black Friday. I think I won't bother going into work today. I think I'll pull a sticky.
This thing in the background is called First Train Home, gotta get on it. See, I wish, but I can't. I can't go and say, oh, I think I'll go to Claire's today because I don't fancy going to work. And I don't know, I'll do some Black Friday shopping on the way. No, I can't do any of that, can I? So, apparently, traffic everywhere. There's been fights, crowds, and, sorry about that. Claire was telling me that it's the biggest shopping day in the UK now. For goodness sake. What's that all about? It's a US thing anyway. You know, they've had Thanksgiving and all that business, and I presume it's sort of a bit like the equivalent of Boxing Day, isn't it? You know, so you go, oh yeah, we've had our turkey and all that. And now, you know, we've got to go and go out shopping. But I suppose from a retailer's point of view, it's got to be done, doesn't it? Yeah, but I think it's a bit of a nightmare. I'm going to get into work late probably now because of Black Friday, because there's too many people hunting bargains and taking time off when they shouldn't be. I think it's an outrage. But anyway, enough of that. On something else, which I'm interested in, and that is... Come here, Ash. That is... Oh, hang on a minute. Come this way. Good boy. Not going out there just yet. Come this way. Sorry, I'm rattling a lot. I realise that, but... On mobile. Yeah, and play music on a mobile. That's courtesy of Boss Jock, by the way. You should look in the App Store at the very least for Black Friday offers. Yeah, that's what you should do. Yeah, I want to know something else. I'm listening to a thing, those people in England will know, or most people will have heard of, The Archers, which is it's a soap on the radio, on BBC Radio 4. I could whinge a lot about The Archers at the moment, but I won't, because it's already niche enough as it is probably to some of my listeners. But what is a turkey pardon? Every year, apparently, the president, or used to, give a turkey a pardon. They would pardon a turkey and it wouldn't get killed for Christmas, or Thanksgiving, should I say. Or both, I'm not sure which. Anyway, the Archers, they're doing a whole thing. One of the people, it's just to try and make money, this guy, one of the characters. But there's a turkey pardon. And they've got a bit further and got this turkey to tell fortunes. So it just has to get yes or no questions. And whichever bowl, if it eats out of a yes bowl, it's a yes, or a no bowl, it's a no. And anyway, that's slightly digressing. That's to do with the Romans, apparently. But what's this thing with the turkey pardon? And also, what's the thing about Thanksgiving anyway? Apparently it was something to do with Truman, and someone wanted to remember the people in the Civil War, and then something to do with then adding the Pilgrim bit to it. Don't know, which one was it? We've run out of song anyway, which probably means that I've run out of things to say without dropping my phone. So let's put something else back on. Yeah, First Train Home again. Sounds good. There you go. That was Imogen Heap as well, by the way. I like her. Actually, no, it wasn't. It was the Bostonians. It's an a cappella band, vocal harmony band that did that version. But it was Imogen Heap did it originally. Yeah, Black Friday, turkey pardoning, and what is Thanksgiving really all about? Is it the Pilgrim thing? Is that really true? Can you go back and trace it that far? Or was it to do with Truman and some woman, not some woman with respect to her, but, you know, a lady that wanted Civil War to be to be celebrated, or commemorated, should I say. Anyway, I'll speak to you all soon. Definitely commemorated. Bye for now.